This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is S.A. Miller, a reporter for The Washington Times. For Friday's edition, Mr. Miller wrote a piece looking at the connection between the community organization group ACORN and the campaign of Senator Barack Obama. It's especially important right now, just about 3 weeks ahead of Election Day, because ACORN has been implicated in several different voter fraud investigations, all of them conveniently happening in key battleground states. So what do we know about this connection, and what do we still not know? Mr. Miller, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Just how wide is the scope of the voting registration irregularities before we get to the connection with the Obama campaign?
Oh, it's all over the place. You know, there's investigations or at least concerns raised in Indiana, Connecticut, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri, New Mexico, pretty broad. And those are, you know, those are also, a lot of these are battleground, you know, states that are critical for in this election.
That's certainly the case. And in terms of being able to investigate these, what are authorities saying as to how well they'll be able to weed through these lists and throw out those who don't belong there by Election Day?
Well, I've talked to a lot of election officials in a lot of these states, and, you know, it's county by county, and they do the best they can. But the real problem here is you just don't know. I mean, if they caught, you know, in one city in Bridgeport, Connecticut, they pulled out 2,000 voter registration applications they said were fraudulent. You know, they guess they got them all. They don't know.
And so what is the depth of the connection between the Obama campaign and ACORN in terms of money? You talked about this in your article on Friday. Just how much has the Obama campaign given them, and what did they get in return?
Well, the Obama campaign, according to their Federal Election Commission reports, they paid a group related to ACORN, Citizen Services, Inc., over $800,000 during the primaries for what they ultimately called get-out-the-vote work, getting people to the polls. That group is inextricably tied to ACORN. ACORN and CSI are virtually inseparable. They have, you know, the same corporate address in New Orleans. They have many of the same executive staff. The money flows between them, you know, easily and often. So it's a pretty close tie. And, you know, it does seem to be directly related to the same type of activities and getting, you know, voters to the polls or getting people registered to vote.
So what should we think when we see a statement from the Obama campaign like we saw on Friday, basically distancing himself from ACORN, saying there really isn't much of a relationship there?
Well, they're saying that, you know, they paid them during the primary, and that they're not paying them now, and they're not working for them now. And I think there's still questions, you know, to be answered on that front.
What is the relationship Obama had with ACORN prior to this campaign? How far does the connection and the relationship go back?
It goes back pretty far. You know, I mean, ACORN is you know, they're a politically active group, and they do a lot in housing issues and things for low-income people. Mr. Obama, at one point, years back, worked for a law firm, and I think he personally represented them, ACORN, in a suit regarding with a voting rights suit in Chicago. He also worked as a director for the Project Vote, which is another offshoot of ACORN. ACORN, Project Vote, CSI, kind of sister organizations, and they all once again share the same address and same a lot of the same funds. He worked as a organizer for them in the 90s, registering voters, you know, as part of their voter registration drive in Chicago.
What are we hearing state by state, all the different folks you've talked to, about the different tactics ACORN and their sister organization that's involved here are using to register people, some of them dozens of times, apparently?
Right. There were incidences where people would use the same name and register it over and over again 10, 12 times with a different signature, you know, and they would do that in different locations. In Bridgeport, there was a 7-year-old girl who was registered as a 27-year-old, and they figured that out. There's a lot of people registered to fictitious addresses or vacant lots or places they don't live. Things of that nature, but, you know, and also with duplicate registration where they register the same person repeatedly.
We're talking with S.A. Miller of the Washington Times, and Mr. Miller, when you talk to these officials, is this something they see pretty much every election cycle, or is this happening a lot more in this particular election cycle?
These type of things, I guess, would happen, but this is a pretty large scale, and it is nationwide. I mean, Acorn is pursuing a massive voter registration drive. They've registered already 1.3 million new voters in 21 states this for this presidential election. You know, the numbers really are much higher than you would expect.
And what's been the McCain campaign reaction to this? From what we understand, there is a new ad out talking about the connection between Acorn and Senator Obama. What else are they saying?
Well, you know, they have been, you know, this has been going on for a little while, and they have been quiet, but they are beginning to bring up this issue. And in fact, they're having a conference call today, perhaps as we speak, you know, highlighting the connections between Obama and the Acorn organization. And obviously that they think this voter fraud issue is something that's important. You know, Republicans throughout the country are pursuing this issue mostly because Acorn Group's registration drives tend to benefit Democratic candidates. They tend to benefit Mr. Obama. They tend to turn out the type of voters who would most likely go for Mr. Obama, student voters, young people, low-income folks.
From the folks you've talked to, are they confident that on November 4th we're going to have a fair and honest election?
Yeah, well, you know, election officials tend to be confident there's going to be a fair election no matter what's going on. That's what they work to do, and they're not, you know, giving up on that. There's a lot of safeguards in the system, and the fact that they're catching all this stuff would send support that that the system is working. But, you know, of course, they always wonder what they're not catching and what is slipping by.
S.A. Miller, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
S.A. Miller is a reporter for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.